Tommy, since you and I go back a ways, I'm going to take this file and put it on my desk. I'm going to go hit the head. You know, whatever happens in here, all gone. You know, happens.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Casey McManus and Anna Webster. You hired your lawyers to investigate them several months ago. Why? Because you discovered that Casey and Anna were your half-siblings. Your father, Charles, as successful a businessman as he was potent a philanderer, sired them out of wedlock decades ago. Paid off their mothers to keep them quiet. He told you and Yvette of their existence on his deathbed. Now they're both dead. Coincidence? I suspect not.
What are you talking about? What do you mean they're both dead?
What he means, Miss Ellison, is that you don't have to worry about them coming after your money anymore.
We know that Charles left his fortune to you and Yvette, but he failed to include language in his will that would exclude his bastard children from laying claim to their share of it. That made them pretermitted heirs in the eyes of the law, which meant that if they ever discovered their father's true identity, they'd have been able to sue for a piece of his considerable estate, potentially reducing you and your sister's inheritance by as much as 2/3. That's why you hired your lawyers to investigate them. And that's why I believe you killed them.
I didn't kill anyone.
Can you account for your whereabouts the last 2 nights between the hours of 8 p.m. and 10 p.m.?
I was at home. I was alone.
I need to know. Maybe it's time we took this back to the precinct.
No. No.